A responsive reading from the 20th chapter of the Gospel of John, from the first verse up to the 18th verse. We are using the NRSV translation, updated edition. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw that the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them,
"They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him."
When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?"
Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him,
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away."
Jesus said to her,
"Mary."
She turned and said to him in Hebrew,
"Rabboni."
Jesus said to her,
"Do not touch me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples,
"I have seen the Lord."
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter!
So the theme for the season of Easter is the gift of surprise, the joy of the unexpected. In the following weeks, we will be using passages from the Vanderbilt Lectionary. Google nyo lang, makikita nyo dun. And for the next few weeks, we will be reading from the Gospel of John. So, nakakaaliwang buhay. Kasi, una ba naman yung tema natin, di ba? Gift of surprise, the joy of the unexpected. So, when the theme was given by Pastor Joseph, I was surprised. Una, kasi ayoko ng surprises. So, ano lang ako, I'm a plain black and white person. And I think that lies in my nature as a perfectionist. Magandang tawag sa control freak. I want to know the details so I can plan, hindi ako ma-disappoint. Tapos in my mind, laging may ano, simulation ng mga situation at tragedies ba. Para alam ko na kung ano yung pwedeng gawin pagka nangyari. So pag sinabi ko, ay nakita ko na yan, ibig sabihin, na-replay na yan sa utak ko. So the foresight is actually a product of tragedies being replayed and solved in my head. Kaya joy of the unexpected. Medyo, I do not find joy in not knowing. Pangalawa, mukha ba akong masaya? So ayun. So ang daming surprises din nitong mga nakaraang araw bago ang linggong ito. So had a health scare, some dilemmas that I was dealing with, and I was not even sure if I can stand before you today. So yung mga may alam-alam. So I was, when I was writing this preaching, alam ko na hindi ako yung tatayo. Alam ko yung magbabasa lang ng preaching. Pero I am fully convinced that it is only by grace and grace alone that I can make it to this day. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Amen. The Gospel of John is actually a surprising gospel. It is strikingly different from the other three gospels, from the structure, the theme, the theology, the materials, kunwari, yung science. And even how Jesus was presented. So medyo iba ang Gospel of John from the synoptics, so review ng bootcamp, so Matthew, Mark, at Luke. And yes, the synoptics. And Jesus was described in the synoptics as the witness of faith. He prodded his listeners to believe in God. Pero in John, he became the object of faith. Along with other literary elements in the Gospel of John, like yung logos, yung pre-existence, yung, at iba pang mga key materials, they transformed Jesus from being a mere moral teacher to a God presenting the gospel, a high and advanced Christology in the narrative of the resurrection. So, review ng bootcamp, no? So, ibig sabihin, no, each of the gospels, so to some extent, mirror and reflect how the early Christians were trying to make sense of their faith in relation to Jesus of Nazareth, who for them is the promised Messiah. Each of the Gospels tries to answer the question of Jesus about Jesus. Who do you say I am? So in the opening of the resurrection story in the Gospel of John, a character so dear to us was the first one on the scene. Mary of Magdala, the tower, the toweress, the disciple of Jesus. It was still dark, and she was already at the tomb, the place that they never thought Jesus would be at. A week ago, they were shouting, "Hosanna!" in protest lines. They were hopeful because Jesus may be the political Messiah that they were waiting for. They bet that he might be unlike the other Jesuses, the other Messiahs before him. He promised and proclaimed to those under Roman occupation, release to the captives, sight to the blind, freedom to those who are oppressed. He also proclaimed a kingdom not like that of the empire. Pero surprise, surprise, he ended up the same, killed by those in power. I cannot believe it. It was unlike anything they imagined. One day, pinag-uusapan nila sino uupo sa kanan at kaliwa. Siyempre, nagalit si Jesus nung ginawa nila yun. Pero they really thought that they are set to win. But the empire has its ways. It uses, twists, co-ops, threatens other institutions to their advantage. The temple, for example. The temple threatened by Jesus and his teachings was instrumental. They called him a blasphemer, a rebel, an instigator of the people. So most of those in the halls of power didn't want any reform nor their leadership and teachings questioned. Familiar ba? So they wanted their legacy of service continued by the next generation, dynasty pala. So they can sway people who welcome Jesus with cheers of Hosanna, the son of David, to crucify him. The empire, those in power, determined his death. It led Jesus to that hill, hanging on a cross with his fellow criminals. It caused his disciples to scatter and to tremble in fear. It led Mary in that dark, cold, and gloomy morning in the tomb where he was sleeping. Now, where is the good kind of surprise in this story? Where is the joy in the unexpected? Was it even unexpected when, as always, the empire wins? Let us go back to the first of the four appearance stories in Jesus in the Gospel of John. So, ano yung mga paalala sa atin? So first, we have to recognize the divine. So John's account of Easter starts with the empty tomb. Pare-pareho mula Synoptics hanggang kay John. Pare-pareho sila. It started with an empty tomb. So iba lang yung paraan ng pagkukwento ni dun sa Gospel of John. Only one woman, Mary Magdalene, is named instead of several. Although she does not enter the tomb, she saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. The gospel writer said that Mary Magdalene brings Peter and the beloved disciples, and unahan pa sila, who dashed to the tomb, opened it, discovered it empty, but for the burial wrappings, and then head back to their homes. Mary Magdalene was left, or returned, at the tomb, crying. Then she peered in, looked closely, and saw two angels who asked, "Inga, woman, why are you crying?" Di niya alam kung nasan yung pangkay ni Jesus. Neither Mary nor the two disciples understood what the empty tomb meant. When she had said this, she turned around and then she saw Jesus standing there. Pero akala niya gardener. She does not recognize him. Instead, she thinks that he is the gardener. Tapos sinabihan pa niya na, "Sir, kung hindi ko alam mo kung ikaw yung nagdala, sabi mo naman kung nasa saan, kukunin ko yung labi niya." Only when Jesus called her Mary did she recognize him. And immediately, Mary exclaimed, "Teacher, Lord." Later, she was sent to the other disciples and said, "I have seen the Lord." So, one of the key features of the Gospel of John is what the theologians call progressive revelation. The gospel writer or writers were good in building up the story and then eventually revealing something at the end. This might not be very noticeable for those who cannot read the nuances of the Greek text. Sa story ni Mary Magdalene, dun sa first Easter, we can see it by the word choices of the author. We have only read the verb see or have seen, but the original language reveals more. So from this verse 1, from looking in, see, or to see something, a material object, it became, Mary became more observant dun sa verses 12 and 14. The word used, theory, means to contemplate, observe, scrutinize. And then eventually, she came to a eureka moment. Yung third word, eureka, she had found and then have recognized Jesus. So it is a progressive thing from merely seeing to contemplating and pondering about it and then to really have found and witness and recognize the Lord. So, we are tasked to closely look, to contemplate, and to find God in the details of our lives, in our his or her story. We may find not just the stone rolled away or the burial clothes lying. May we recognize that Jesus is alive and experience God as we seek. We have to recognize these divine moments in our mundane lives. But the key is always to seek. Second, we are reminded to let ourselves be surprised with how God moves. The death of Jesus was a surprise to them because they already had something in their mind of what his earthly kingdom will be. So when he died, their world crashed. Actually, hindi naman dapat surprise kasi makikita natin sa Gospels na Jesus himself told his followers that he will die and that he would rise again. But the thing with us followers, we are so caught up with our own imaginations of how things should be and even how God should be that we do not pay attention to what God or Jesus is telling us. And when what is being told finally happens, we are shocked and then surprised. For example, our country and our world are such a mess, such a terrible place right now. A lot of shit is happening, and we have tyrannical leaders rising to power once more. we are threatened again on the edge of a possibility of war, a world war, destructive climate change, the current political infighting of Team Kadiliman and Team Kasamaan. And now, meron na rin tayo, Team Itim. And we can be so caught up and distracted with all these terrible things. We can focus on despair and the hopelessness that we forget the lessons of human history and the promise of our faith. That tyrants, empires, and evil power do not have the final say on things. Good will always rise. And though it might be long, as Martin Luther King Jr. said, the moral arch of the universe bends ever towards justice. God was not done. God never is. In the absurdity of life, the handiwork of the divine is very evident in the stories of humankind. In Egypt, we have read about the Hebrew people, the Hebrew who were enslaved for generations, but Yahweh El Shaddai liberated them from the shackles of slavery. The God of the Bible took the side of the oppressed, and God revealed to the prophets that it is them who frees nations under the rules of empires. Our God is the God who declares that justice will roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. We only must be patient, and we only must know the signs of the time. God is moving in ways we cannot see, and we only have to do our part. The morning of March 11 was ordinary, when rumors of Duterte's arrest was sent to our group chat in Payatas. So nagvo-volunteer kami ni Zeb sa Project Soul, Solidarity with Orphans and Widows. So mga left behind, mga biktima ng tukhang. So di pa kami naniniwalang mag-asawa nung una kasi syempre yung mga baby na karga-karga namin nung maliliit sila, ngayon naglalakad na at saka nasa elementary school na. So parang may pag-asa pa ba tayo? Ganyan. So baka excited lang si Father Bong sa isip ko. Pero nung sinabi na before noon ay na-issuehan na siya ng warrant at in detention na, naiyak na lang talaga ako. For years, we have seen the children of Seoul in Payatas struggled as they were labeled as mga anak ng ati. Mga anak ng natukhang. For years, we have witnessed them trying to make ends meet, striving to be productive and redeeming their names. So, trivia lang, nung pandemic, yung grupo nila yung isa sa mga lead suppliers ng office ng dating VP Lenny, ng PPE. So, para, yun, sabi nila yun yung payback nila sa community. So, gumagawa sila ng PPE. So, this Easter, they have been vindicated. They were victims of violence. Justice has not been fully rendered yet, we know that. And our courts have not yet heard all their cases. But their faces that afternoon of March 11 told us that the light of resurrection dawn lives in their lives. Two things were affirmed in the resurrection story. First, that Jesus lives. And second, that God has vindicated Jesus. So scripture will tell us that he whom you have killed by hanging him on a tree, God exalted him on his right hand. The catechisms of the Catholic Church says this, the Father's power raised up Christ, his Son, and by doing so perfectly introduces Son's humanity, including his body, into the Trinity. Jesus is conclusively revealed as Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead. And Paul, in his letters, insisted on the manifestation of God's power through the works of the Spirit, who gave life to Jesus' dead humanity and called to it to the glorious state of lordship. God had said yes to Jesus and no to the powers who executed him. Easter is not about the afterlife. Easter is not about happy endings. Easter is God's yes to Jesus against the power who killed him. The stories underline this in different ways. Sa John, makikita natin, dala pa rin ni Jesus yung wounds na caused ng empire na nag-execute sa kanya. And we can affirm dun sa mga sinulat that pag pinuturo si Jesus, laging sinasabi, "You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified and he has been raised." The authors of the gospel do not speak about Jesus' resurrection without speaking about the crucifixion by the collusion between collaborators and imperial powers. In the words of the earliest and most widespread post-Easter affirmation about Jesus in the New Testament, Jesus is Lord. And if Jesus is Lord, the lords of this world are not. Easter affirms that the domination systems of this world are not of God and that they do not have the final word. Third, we are reminded to let joy fuel us. Why is it important? So para sa mga biktima ng karahasan, kagaya ng mga nasa payatas, tulad ng mga naulila at mga balo, ang muling nabuhay na Panginoon ay nagiging tanda ng pag-asa na balang araw, igagawad din ng Diyos ang katarungan para sa kanila, para sa atin, para sa iba pang mga sektor na oppressed sa lipunan. Kung nagawa ito ng Diyos para kay Jesus, balang araw, sa kung anumang paraan at sa kung anumang lugar, igagawad din ng Diyos ang tagumpay sa kanila at sa atin. When I look at their faces that afternoon, I saw not just courage and hope. I saw joy. Sabi nung isang nanay nung nakaraan, habang nandun kami sa Thanksgiving Mass, sabi niya, "Ate Rix, naka-isang hakbang tayo. Isang hakbang." Siyempre, iyak mo naman ang ate mo. As in, iyakin. Baby, what the psalmist sang was true. That weeping may linger for the night, but joy will always come with the morning. Joy is that sum of that hope of what God has planned. It is what we receive after much waiting, after much anticipation. It is, as C.S. Lewis said, always a desire for something longer ago, further away, or still about to be. Joy sustains us enough to live with hope in these dark days that we are living. Hindi pa tapos yung laban natin. Alam natin yun. Our enemies are progressing also. Wala pang trial sa ICC, may election pa tayong babakahin, mayroon pa tayong sitwasyon sa Estados Unidos na alam natin na makaka-apekto sa atin. Mayroon pang genocide sa Palestine na hindi pa rin natatapos. The Roman Empire did not end when Jesus rose from the dead. But may the resurrection remind us not to live in gloom, in negativity, and never appreciating even the slightest victory that we can have. Jesus is Christus Victor, the one who triumphed. And I pray that may the resurrection dawn on us all. May we let God surprise us. And may we find joy in the unexpected. May the God who vindicated Jesus fully come to vindicate us all and all of those who are suffering around us. Happy Easter, everyone.